This is the Texas Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Ron Gibson, retired chairman, Questar Corporation. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Ron Gibson about America's shift towards natural gas. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to the Texas Oilfield Review, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and we are bringing you exclusive interviews from the heart of the shale revolution and the epicenter of energy. Up next, Ron Gibson, retired chairman for Questar Corporation, about America's shift towards natural gas.
Talk to me a little bit about that transportation when it comes to natural gas. That seems to be the wave of the future.
You know, it really is. And we've had, we're behind a lot of countries in this regard, but we got our kind of one foot into it back in the 90s. And then with the advent of more computerized engines and different kits for replacement or for conversions, it made it difficult to continue that market. And plus, I'm not sure the American public was ready for smaller vehicles and so forth. But I think what we've seen, again, because of the abundance, is you now have what I would call the foundation market, which is your mid-size vehicles. These would be your trash hauling vehicles, your buses, commuter shuttles and so forth, where the economics are just a flat-out no-brainer. They're seeing tremendous savings. You'll very likely see 70% of the trash hauling vehicles within the next 2 years will be running on natural gas. I've heard figures of about 49% today. So, you know, the medium-sized, mid-sized vehicles, transit buses and so forth, are definitely the foundation of this shift. The large vehicles, the big semi-trucks, are now what I would call the emerging market. We're seeing tremendous results from companies like Swift Trucking and Central Freight Lines, major companies like Frito-Lay and Dart Transportation, who have made major commitments to convert a large number of vehicles, who are buying the engines currently available in a 12-liter engine. And we're seeing the trucking industry really take hold of this. And it's saving them money. It's, all of the little issues are being resolved that were there originally. Where to fuel, again, we're out building those kind of facilities in the right locations. How to fill, we're seeing the filling times of natural gas, CNG and LNG are filling as quickly as the diesel was filled into the trucks.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ron Gibson or other Texas Oilfield Review features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Texas Oilfield Review is also on social media. Check out our entire network at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Texas Oilfield Review, we're asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.